And once we feel it, once we feel that connectedness, we know that we're not alone. We know that the separation we feel between ourselves and another person created by those particulars and peculiarities and particularities of our beautiful diversity is only one part of the equation. Once that connectedness is felt, as it is when the choir sings that beautiful song by Brian Tate, how can we not be inspired to care for one another? How can we not love one another with all our hearts and all our souls? When we feel it, then we know it. And this lived reality, this experience, this knowledge of the connectedness moves our hearts and transforms us. And then how can we not be inspired to act for justice and transform this world? This is what we mean when we say our spiritual experience, which is that spiritual knowledge of the underlying connectedness of life. This spiritual experience moves us to act for justice. Connect, inspire, transform. It's all there in those three words that we have chosen to be our vision. Connect, inspire, transform. Now we know that this vision is out there in our future. It's the direction that we have set for this beacon ship to sail in. It's the luminous horizon, the world that we want to create, the world that we want to live in. And by choosing these three words, we are declaring that these three potent reminders will steer our community into the future. They are both a vision of the future and the way we want to live. And if we're going to live them, embody them, to the best of our ability, we are going to do it by ourselves sometimes. We're going to do it in some form of this community. And we're going to individually and together reach out beyond our walls and live them in the wider world. They are our message of hope, and they are the best that we have to offer today. There is a vital life force within and through us, binding us together through experience and spiritual knowledge. Connect, connection, connected. Knowing this connection inspires us, and we draw inspiration from the world, and we are inspired to act in the world. Inspire, inspiration, inspirational. Community believes in change and the potential of change. We know that human knowledge continues to unfold, and with this new knowledge comes new opportunity to grow and change and make new choices, and we are part of a living tradition. We are a community that is hopeful and lives into the transformational power of that hope. Transform, transformation, transformational. The Beacon Congregation has been on its path for 30 years, 31 years. It's had its challenges and its triumphs. It's had its woundings and its healings. The Beacon Congregation continues to learn and grow and evolve. And it's time to update the story that we're telling ourselves of who we are. We are a church now that ably hosts events for hundreds of people, as we did last year. We are a community that is home to four recipients of the Diamond Jubilee Award. We are a church that received not one but two significant financial contributions this year to support our growth. And we are, I anticipate, I imagine, the envy of many other congregations. We are a congregation with a passion for addressing complex social issues like climate change. And we reach out to collaborate with other congregations. We are a congregation that initiated a conversation to amalgamate the Unitarian youth programs in the Lower Mainland. And we are a congregation that hosts events for Unitarian churches throughout the province, such as the Robert Latham Workshop last year. Every year we produce the Sassamet Family Camp, which embraces Unitarian families from across the Lower Mainland. We consistently reach out and include others. We have a paid staff of 6, which is about 1 for every 11 of us. We are a church that has learned to be compassionate and generous in our staff contract negotiations. We are a church that gives generously, particularly through the Sharing the Plate program and the Coquitlam Food Bank. And we are a congregation that cherishes and supports children and youth. We are proud that our children and youth see that giving back to the community is an important part of being part of Beacon, of being a Unitarian. And we watch them raise funds and offer their services and donate to causes and people and animals in need. And believe it or not, we are the 4th largest Unitarian congregation in BC. These are our stories. They are who we are today, living our principles and the vision of being a community that transforms itself and the world we live in. And I thank Sue Sparlin for her inspiration to remind us that we do have a good story to share, an evolving story, and a transformational story. So, last month, can't quite see the time, but I think it's about 1:30, so I am going to cut through to the chase here. But just to tell you that I created a presentation for the Canadian Unitarian Annual Conference as part of the Bricks and Mortar stream of workshops. In this stream, we heard from the Hamilton Church that won an award for being a green building. We heard about the importance of accessibility of buildings, and we heard from the Toronto First Congregation who were asking the question, is a permanent building what we want? Because they had outgrown their building. It was sort of falling apart around them. And they wondered what the church of the future might be. And I was asked to make a presentation on Beacon. Because Beacon has been a very successful church at being a church without a permanent building. And I'd like to share the end of this presentation with you, if possible. Mm-hmm. We're going back to the beginning. We're moving on. Okay. So what I did in the presentation is I talked about the challenges, the benefits and the challenges of being a church that does not have a permanent building. And this is the conclusion, and the reason I'm starting here is because the mission and vision team want to offer to you the work that we have got to right now with the mission statement. I've talked already about our vision statement. Okay, connect, inspire, transform. I asked this question, so what a church? Sue asked it here in the service last week. Is it a building? Or is it youth who believe that they have the power to make the world a better place? Or is it people who love to worship and play together? Or is it people who work and bake together? A building, I think, is important, because it offers stability, it becomes a container, and it can become the center of a community. But it's also a huge responsibility and can suck up a small community's resources, both human and financial. I believe that how we live together is what's important. And what you see here are the words that we came up with this year as part of our mission statement, vision statement building process. I also believe that what makes a church is what we do together. And these were the words that you told us was what makes church. And we arrived at our vision statement, which is to connect, inspire, transform. And then we arrived at, with your feedback, our proposed mission statement, which is to connect with each other in compassion and joy, inspire learning and personal growth, and transform spiritual energy into social action. Connect, inspire, transform. How do we accomplish this mission? We accomplish our mission to live deeply by respecting the inherent worth and dignity of all peoples and practice living in conscious relationship with the earth. For inspiration, we draw on the world's great scientists, artists, humanists, and religious minds, as well as our own personal experiences. So we are moved to create greater equality, greater justice, and greater hope for our world. People are the real bricks and mortar. So this is where we are today. It's a good place, a very good place, and the future is very bright. And this is obviously not the end of the story. In fact, it's only the beginning. With a renewed vision and a mission to guide us when we come back in September, we are going to plunge into the work of connect, inspire, transform. We are going to take the concept of thematic church, which we started last year, and we are going to go deeper with it. We are going to go deeper together. The worship committee has chosen 10 new themes for its Sunday services next year, and I am going to lead the small groups who want to grapple with and deepen their understanding of those themes in a spiritual and personal context. For those who are interested, I'll also offer opportunities for spiritual growth within a Unitarian context. You and I, we are going to talk about growth in a strategic and concrete way. And we are going to take some risks together. We're going to try new ways of doing church. We're going to try something called Theology on Tap and Soul Matter groups. We have an opportunity, a tremendous opportunity, to build in a new way. So get lots of rest and renewal over the summer and come back ready to connect, inspire, and transform.